Lee Scott Academy Basketball is on Tiger Country 104.5. Presented by the Orthopedic Clinic, Acre Restaurant, Mountain High Outfitters, Auburn Bank, and Gouge Performing Arts Center. Also brought to you by Russell Building Supply, Advanced Graphics, Auburn Express Towing, and Four Seasons Federal Credit Union. Now, live from courtside, here's the voice of Lee Scott Academy Basketball, Christian Griffin.
368 short days ago, Lee Scott Academy defeated the Glenwood Gators 44-35 in the AISA area tournament, and 7 days later completed their hunt, holding up a state championship trophy in Montgomery. 361 short days later, these two teams meet at the crossroads of history, where the past and the future collide. Years of a fierce rivalry in the AISA have now given way to a new brand, a new story in the AHSAA. And with both teams having immense success on year one on the hardwood, it was the Glenwood Gators that took round one of this heavyweight fight. Lee Scott had a chance to deliver the final blow, but the Gators prevailed, winning 67-65. The Warriors, however, were able to return the favor in round two just 10 days later, with the Warriors victorious 66-63 inside Sanford Gymnasium. And that's where we get to set up shop tonight. Sanford Gymnasium on Academy Drive for the rubber match. And how else would you want it? It's the 3A AHSAA Region 6 Area Championship. It's Lee Scott and it's Glenwood. We're going to take a break here quickly before you get to the starting lineups. And when we come back, we'll have opening tip-off between Lee Scott Academy and the Glenwood Gators. We'll be back in 2 minutes on the Lee Scott Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
It's time to plan your next great meal at Acre in Auburn. Chef David Bancroft and his team bring classic favorites to the table with fresh, innovative flavors and artistic presentations. Their unique menu offers something for everyone, from salads, oysters, and fried okra to crispy fish tacos, fried chicken, and much more. Walk-ins are welcome and there's no reservation required. Join them for lunch Wednesday through Sunday or for dinner Monday through Saturday with a special brunch menu on Sunday mornings. To plan your next trip to Acre, visit them online at acreauburn.com or just stop on by.
The Gouge Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at gougecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Both teams gave the thumbs up. So they took off 2 minutes of the Russell Building Supply countdown to tip off. But a big thank you for everything they do. Let's look at tonight's starting lineups. As they're presented by the Gouge Performing Arts Center at Auburn University. For the Glenwood Gators, Holloway, Pinder, McCrane, Clarity, and Tyler Sykes. And for your Lee Scott Academy Warriors, Gray Haley, Hayden Harper, Parker Wright, Parks Myers, and Barrett Cook. Gators win the tip. They're going right to left on your radio dial, and as we see it here inside Sanford Gymnasium, Hayden Harper gets a poke steal, right-handed layup is up and good. Glenwood Gators in their road orange all the way down from top to bottom. Lee Scott Academy in their home whites. The red and blue stripes going down either side. Christian Griffin and Jacob Osmond with you here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. McCrane works his way inside. Parker Wright pulls the chair on him. McCrane's layup no good. Haley in transition. Left-handed layup no good. Parks Myers, second chance, third chance opportunity. He lays it in with the left hand. And now the official that was underneath the basket walks his way all the way to the scorer's table. Coach Perdue begging for something.
Are we looking at a delay of game warning right here, maybe on us? You see that quite a bit with a lot of momentum.
For catching the basketball after a rebound or after a made basket.
We hurt their feelings.
4-0 Warriors here early inside Sanford Gymnasium. Levi Pender thought about the three. He'll now decide to take it on the left wing. It's short. McCrane tips it back. Hayden Harper now one-on-one with Tyler Sykes. Through contact. Didn't get the whistle, but he lays it in. An acrobatic finish for Hayden Harper. And now Jadarian Holloway pressured in a timeout by Coach Sonny Perdue. 6-0 Warriors. Warriors punch the Gators in the mouth here. 1:13 into the contest. We'll stay right here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. We got you those starting lineups again presented by the Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University. Coach, your keys to the game tonight as they're presented by Jeff Cotram Funeral Home and Crematory, serving Opelika, Auburn, and Lee County since 1988.
Hey, Glenwood is down one of their best players. Only an eighth grader, but Braylon Alexander is down right now. That brings on number 12, Trey Clarity for Glenwood. A great athlete, but a kid who hasn't been placed in this situation just yet. So let's see if we can take advantage of a little bit of inexperience. Great athlete, but a little bit of inexperience. We're already beginning that suffocating press that we're used to doing. Let's see if we can continue doing that without getting in foul trouble. That's going to be the key.
6-0 Warriors here with 6:47 to play in the first quarter. Hayden Harper with 4. Parks Myers with 2. All three coming inside the paint. Levi Pender, right-handed layup with a pump fake mixed in. He's able to lay it in. Harper quickly the other way. Now to Parks Myers to a cutting. Parker right. Pump fake. No contact. A lot of contact. No foul over Mason McCrane. And Parker right lays it in. Levi Pender slows up. And Parks Myers gets a poke steal from behind. And Mason McCrane, that should be a clear path foul. I guess there's no direct clear path foul in high school basketball, but not really attempt at going for the basketball. 8-2 Warriors here, approaching the 6-minute mark in this opening period. Parks Myers about the three, now works his way baseline, able to lay it in. The inside layup, the right side, lays it in with the left hand, and Parks Myers gives the Warriors a 10-2 advantage. Gators able to break the press rather easily, but a nice scramble job defensively by Lee Scott. Levi Pender has it on the left wing. Skip pass to Tyler Clarity. He got Hayden Harper in the air. Bounce pass. Tyler Sykes well short on the three. Mason McCrane with the offensive rebound, and he's able to lay it in. Sometimes the best offense for a team that's struggling comes off of an offensive rebound or comes off of an air ball as the defense is getting set to box somebody out. Down low, Parker Wright. Right-handed layup gets blocked from behind by Mason McCrane. And Tyler Sykes comes away with it. As Coach Asbett mentioned, the Glenwood Gators without Braylon Alexander, the eighth grader who averages 14.5 a contest, 3 assists as well. Holloway has it. Crossover dribble down to the left block. Clarity now in the far corner, guarded by Hayden Harper. Out to Levi Pender. Skip pass to Tyler Sykes. Student section going to be on Tyler Sykes all night. Jadarian Holloway guarded by Parks Myers. Right-handed layup, no good. They're going to say that Myers got contact on the off arm. And Jadarian Holloway, their leading scorer, averaging over 15 a contest, will head to the stripe. 10-4 in a fast-paced first quarter. A first quarter that has favored Lee Scott in every aspect, every facet. First free throw from Jadarian Holloway is good. For those just tuning in, I don't think it should be allowed anymore. Glenwood varsity girls shouldn't be able to play Lee Scott's, and the varsity boys shouldn't be able to play the varsity boys on the same night. Too much excitement. The voice can only take so much as Holloway knocks down both at the free throw line. The varsity girls become your area champs. as Chapman Harris is well too strong on the far corner three going the other way. Varsity girls of Lee Scott victorious over the Glenwood girls. They win 50-49, an instant classic. Clark Ibbett with 18 points in the second half leads her squad to an area championship. Varsity boys looking to do and follow suit with the same. Clarity on the right wing, thought about the three, pump fake, drives it in with the right hands, no good. Will Lyles clears the rebound. It gets poked away from his hands, but it goes out of bounds off on Clarity. It's Gray Haley, Hayden Harper, Will Lyles, Chapman Harris, and Cord Zellner, the five on the floor for the Warriors, approaching the halfway point in the opening period. Harper to Haley, now to Harris at the top of the key. Now to Will Lyles, guarded by Tyler Sykes. Hayden Harper has it at the top of the key, sizing up his defender. Now Will Lyles, bounce pass to a cutting Hayden Harper. Lost the handle for a moment, picks it back up. Near corner three, that one too strong. Tyler Sykes with the rebound, and now the Gators are out in transition. Euro step by Levi Pender, a nice move, and he lays it in. Hayden Harper quickly the other way. Gets it to Gray Haley. Will Lyles thought about the three, now decided to take it. That one well off. Almost fakes himself out with the pump fake. Holloway, now a nice move. Working his way inside. A little wraparound. It's a big time bucket for Holloway.
They call him swag for a reason, partner.
And the Warriors, although you feel like they've done everything right here in this first quarter, you look up at the scoreboard and you're notched at 10. Cord Zellner with the basketball at the top of the key. Sets a screen for Hayden Harper. He goes short corner, works his way into Mason McCrane. No whistle. Ripped away by Chapman Harris. Left-handed layup, no. Hayden Harper, offensive rebound and a second chance opportunity. He lays it in. Harper now with six in the contest. Pender in transition lays it down to Mason McCrane. A pump fake blocked from behind by Will Lyles. Hayden Harper in transition now to Gray Haley. Through contact, no whistle. I don't know how that bucket didn't fall. McCrane able to rip down the rebound. And Holloway, not liking this pace, will slow things down and walk up the timeline.
And one thing that could benefit Lee Scott is to operate this game with a four-point lead like it's tied. Keep that cushion in a very emotional game.
12-10, Lee Scott Academy with the lead. Pass to the far corner, gets poked away by Hayden Harper. It'll go out of bounds, it'll stay with the Gators. Wyatt Watley and Brooke Zachary check in for the first time tonight. Ball gets stolen away from Mason McCrane. Brooke Zachary in transition. Reverse layup around Tyler Sykes. He's able to lay it in. Brooke Zachary has played such a key piece for this Lee Scott Academy team. And now a foul on Wyatt Watley after the ball was already stolen. 14-10, Lee Scott Academy with a four-point lead, 147 remaining in this first quarter.
Yeah, Wyatt's right here. He's talking to the official. He's got a legitimate argument. That loose ball foul, when it's on the ground, nobody's on the ground after it. He's wanting some explanation on why I got called for this foul. Sideline inbound, very difficult. We'll see how we defend it.
Most importantly, again, if it's a loose ball, nobody has possession. Everybody has a right to the basketball. The referees say otherwise. Skip past Tyler Sykes in the far corner. That one too strong off the back iron. Offensive rebound after a fight is no good. Aaron Carter, second chance, third chance opportunity. Levi Pender can't get the left-handed layup to go, but he's hacked on the way up. He'll head to the free throw line. First free throw from Levi Pender is good. He now has five, the quarterback for this Glenwood Gators squad. Second free throw hits every single part of the rim. and it finally drops. Gators trim the lead back to two. It's 14-12, approaching the minute mark in this opening period. Will Lyles with the basketball. Chapman Harris lost it for a second. Watley able to recover. Watley with the basketball patrolling the offense. Skip pass to Will Lyles without hesitation. That one too strong. Chapman Harris, after a tip, able to get the offensive rebound. Back out to Wyatt Watley with a minute to play. Will Lyles gets 2 feet inside. Brooke Zachary, nice pass to Cord Zellner. That one rattles home. Brooke Zachary splits the teeth of the defense in the middle of the paint and finds Cord Zellner on the left block. Warriors lead extends back to four. Tyler Sykes has it on the extended volleyball line. Levi Pender now nowhere to go. Just throws up a wild shot. No good. Fight for the rebound. They'll say it goes off of a Warrior hand. Mason McCrane checks back in for the Glenwood Gators. They throw it to him down low. A power dribble. Couldn't get the left-handed layup to go. Wyatt Watley comes away with the rebound. And finally, a foul on Trey Clarity. Coach William Johnson livid with something right now, whether that was Watley keeping his head down and not looking up, or something that's possibly the fact that a Warrior didn't come and help Watley in the front court. 20 seconds to play in this opening period. Warriors with a 4-point lead, and they can hold for the final shot if they so choose. Chapman Harris working his way to the strong side. Gets cut off. Back to Wyatt Watley. And that ball gets poked out of bounds with 8.5 remaining on the clock. Will Lyles catch and shoot three off the inbounds. That one hits off the front of the rim and hits the pole that's holding the backboard to the ceiling. So that'll count as going out of bounds with 5 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Warriors lead is four. Glenwood trying to cut into it. They get Holloway going downhill with three, with two. Bounce pass, McCrane. Met at the rim by Chapman Harris. And the dunk gets blocked. Stuffed off the backboard. Chapman Harris showing the vertical, young man. What a way to end this first quarter. Warriors 16, Gators 12 through the first 8 minutes of play. We'll be back in 60 seconds here on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
The Gouge Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at gougecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply.
To 12 through the first 8 minutes of play. Warriors with the lead. Hayden Harper holds off Mason McCrane, gets downhill in his right-handed layup. It is good. Harper had six in the first period. He's now up to eight. Warriors lead is six. Holloway, tough bucket. And he responds right away. You're seeing some acrobatic finishes at the rim here inside Sanford Gymnasium. Parks Myers, far wing three. Can't get that one to go. Tyler Sykes with the rebound. If you're the Warriors, Jadarian Holloway is going to be your target. You got to find him at all times. Do not let him out of your sights. Do not let him get a full head of steam downhill. Ball sits at the top of the key with Trey Clarity. Now Mason McCrane. Tyler Sykes trying to get an off-ball screen. They're able to find Holloway back around the LSA logo. Warriors blitz Holloway, get the ball out of his hands. Near corner three by Levi Pinder. No good. Clarity offensive rebound. Could have been a travel. No call. But a foul on Gray Haley will keep the basketball right here.
One thing I want us to keep an eye on tonight is the depth on the Glenwood bench. Partner, you're looking at it. There's only three orange jerseys on that bench. They've already not had a ton of depth. They play well with what they've got. Swag is an incredible athlete that stays on the floor. But you're going to see Coach Perdue maximize clock-ending substitutions where he can get some of his main five a little bit of a breather where we're getting close to a dead ball.
Holloway able to find the escape man in Trey Clarity. Out to Tyler Sykes at the top of the key. Now back to Holloway. Chapman Harris gets a breakaway steal. Left-handed layup. And he lays it in. Chapman Harris gets his first points of the contest. Warriors lead is back to 6-20. 2-14. Tyler Sykes trying to set up the offense. Warriors on ball pressure, forcing the Gators to stay way outside the three-point line. Left-handed layup from Holloway. No good. Parker Wright, the offensive rebound. Two-on-one. Chapman Harris all the way, and he takes it in with the left hand. Coach Sonny Perdue once and gets a timeout. Back-to-back buckets by the Southpaw. Chapman Harris. 30-second timeout. We'll stay right here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. Warriors lead swells to 8. They lead 22-14 here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. Coach, what have you seen that you've loved? I know tempo is one of them. What's another thing that you've loved by this Lee Scott Academy team early?
Hey, one thing Coach Johnson pointed out to me is that Glenwood has actually won the majority of the quarters that we've played them in this home stretch. So he knows he's got to capitalize and treat this game like it is four micro games and just win each quarter. The other thing you're seeing is our team recognizes that there's not a ton of depth with Glenwood's bench. You just saw it right there. Chapman driving hard on Tyler Sykes right there. Tyler having to make a calculated decision to not draw a foul and get himself in trouble early on. We're doing a good job attacking him.
Only five Glenwood Gators scored the last time these two teams played. Holloway driving his way on the left side of the paint, gets hit from behind. He'll head to the free throw line. But again, only five Gators scored the last time these two teams met. And again, only three players have their seats in the bench or on the sideline right now as Holloway knocks down the first. He's the leading scorer for the Gators with 7. But if you're the Warriors, continue to run in transition. Get this team absolutely exhausted in this second half. Lead cut down to 6, 22-16 here with 5.5 to play. Ball is with Barrett Cook. Gets poked away by Tyler Sykes. It'll stay right here with the Warriors. Harper has it at the top of the key. Guarded by Jadarian Holloway. Gets a screen on the left side. Holloway goes under it. Three from straight away. No good. Should be off the hands of Mason McCrane. They're saying it's off the hands of Parker Wright. I don't know how, but it's Glenwood Gator basketball.
Christian, did you say something to him before the game?
I did. Before he was dressed, I didn't hold the door for him. Carrying all the luggage in, and for some reason he said, you know what? That'll make him pay. Tyler Sykes dribbling the ball across half court. Bounce pass to Jadarian Holloway. He gets the play call from Coach Perdue. They're trying to get Tyler Sykes isolated in the short corner. Backs his way down to the right. Spins his way back to the left. And a nice move from Tyler Sykes. His first points of the contest. Gators slow in transition on the way back. Fell asleep. Warriors make them pay. Hayden Harper to Parker Wright. Reverse layup on the right side is good. Some of the Warriors do so, so well. Taking the ball out of the rim and not allowing the opposing team to get back on defense. Going back to the same play. Tyler Sykes, the facilitator This time a skip pass to the top of the key. Clarity's three is no good. Harper in transition protects the ball like a football, runs his way through the paint. And there it is. You see it again. As soon as he works his way into the paint, all of the Gators backing off, knowing they can't get in foul trouble. 12-foot jumper from Levi Pender. He responds. Back and forth we go. 26-20. Parks Myers layup. No. Parker Wright with the offensive rebound. And the second chance opportunity is good. Neither team miss here halfway through this second period. Warriors an 8-point lead. Holloway gets blitzed. He splits the double team. Finds Tyler Sykes, who finds Clarity in the short corner. Back to Tyler Sykes, who wasn't expecting the basketball. Holloway now standing on the L. Will set up the offense. He gets a screen from Mason McCrane. Warriors blitzing once again. Barrett Cook gets a steal. One-on-one. Barrett Cook with the turnaround and the layup. It is good. Holloway played defense the entire half-court possession with his back faced, trying not to pick up a foul, just trying to stay in front of Barrett Cook. Cook's his way back towards the middle of the floor. And the Warriors' lead is 10.
Wasn't sure the three-foot fadeaway was the first scores for Barrett Cook tonight.
Tyler Sykes gets it to the line. Now down low to Mason McCrane, but Parker Wright draws the charge. McCrane got the ball on the right block. One power dribble lowered his shoulder. Might have to go to the monitor for targeting. The Warriors feeling it right now. Gators getting a little bit frustrated, especially on the offensive end of the floor. Warriors with a 10-point lead. It's Hayden Harper, Chapman Harris, Parker Wright, Brooke Zachary, and Will Lyles, the five on the floor for the Warriors. Hayden Harper through contact, right-handed layup. He gets it to go. A flex towards the Glenwood Gators student section. Hayden Harper picking apart this Glenwood Gator team for the third time this year. Harper had 31 in game one, had 27 in game two. He already has 12 here tonight. A discussion, they counted the bucket, so it should just be one free throw. Cord Zellner, who was at the scorer's table, should get to sub in, and he will. He'll sub in for Parker Wright. But again, Harper with 12 already in the contest. You can see the Warriors, something we've talked about throughout the season, sometimes get a little complacent and settle from behind the three-point line. They know the depth. They can see the other side of the bench as Harper knocks down the free throw, converts the old-fashioned three-point play. Chapman Harris gets a piece of the ball. Holloway is able to recover. He has it at the free throw line. Crossover dribble. It goes off of Holloway's knee. We're going the other way. Warriors tempo right now, controlling the pace of the game, and it's reflecting now in the score column. Warriors by a baker's dozen. Hayden Harper has it, a crossover dribble. Eurostep works his way inside. Couldn't get the bucket to go. And now a loose ball foul on Hayden Harper under the Glenwood bench.
I feel like that was a jump ball last game half the time.
Two and a half to play in the half. Pender picks up his dribble, gets stolen by Chapman Harris, who kicks it to Hayden Harper. Left wing three, in and out. Feels like that's the first shot that hasn't gone down for Hayden Harper, and Chapman Harris picks up a cheap foul at the half-court stripe.
Yeah, hey, up 13 right there. Again, you love the effort going after the ball. You don't want to settle into complacency by any means. But when you got somebody as athletic as Swag coming across the court, Chapman's trying to play great defense. You just got to be aware of your body. He's fighting hard for the ball, trying to continue to pad that lead. We'll settle in on it.
2:15 to play and counting here in this second quarter. Sykes kicks it down low to Aaron Carter. Left-handed layup, wild contest is no good. And with 2 minutes to play, Hayden Harper dribbles the ball with his right hand up the floor. paint. Parts like the Red Sea, couldn't get the right-handed layup to go, but Brooke Zachary there, and he will close the deal. His second basket of the contest. 1:45 to play in the second quarter. Warriors lead is 15. Tyler Sykes catch and shoot three. That one well too strong. Hayden Harper, the rebound off and running once again. Hayden Harper dump off to Brooke Zachary, and he lays it in. Warriors getting everything they want inside the paint right now. The tempo is dominating the Glenwood Gators here in this first half. Holloway with the ball. Crossover, Eurostep dribble. Layup won't go. Cord Zellner, the rebound out to Chapman Harris with 1 minute. Now down low to Cord Zellner. And a pass. I guess that's considered an alley-oop layup. Cord Zellner caught it in the air about waist high and was still able to lay it down. 39 to 20 with 45 seconds to play. And now a foul on Hayden Harper under the Gator basket. That'll be the 15th foul for the Warriors here in this second quarter. So number 23, Aaron Carter, will head to the free throw line.
I know Hayden's not going to be happy with that foul, but again, it's just like Chapman's foul a little bit ago. You're not going to be happy with it, but you do have to play enough physical defense to know how far can I press these guys with my body and with my hand.
First free throw from Carter is no good. A look inside Neville Arena. The Auburn Tigers with a 23-17 lead over the Oklahoma Sooners. Second free throw off the backboard, no good. Brooke Zachary with the rebound. Wyatt Watley patrolling the offense. Will Lyles thought about the three, works his way inside, blocked from behind by Tyler Sykes. Aaron Carter grabs it before going out of bounds and throws it off of Cord Zellner. That might have hit him.
I think it was right where you would tie your waistband.
Sure, maybe right below it.
Very somewhere above the knee, below the waist, yes.
He's all smiles as he works his way to the bench. A couple of his teammates give him a little bit of a hard time. Wyatt Watley gets the steal, throws it to Chapman Harris. Left-handed layup, no good. Fight for the rebound. Tyler Sykes tips it to Levi Pender with 30 seconds to play. Could have been a carry, no call. Parker Wright gets the block. Aaron Carter then gets the offensive rebound. He's hacked on the way up and will head back to the line. Tyler Sykes is the perfect example right now for this Glenwood team. After the tip in, or the tip out for the rebound, he did not move outside the paint on the far end of the floor and finally works his way back to half court, hands on his hips. Carter now 0 for 3 in his last three attempts at the free throw line. You can see hands on hips, heavy breathing for this Glenwood squad who trail 39 to 20. 0 for 4 at the free throw line is Aaron Carter. Wyatt Watley patrolling the offense. He crosses the half court timeline with 18 seconds here in the half. Gray Haley into the short corner. That's Parker Wright's touch shot over the left shoulder. And he lays it in. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Levi Pender pump fake. Good if it goes from 30 feet off the back iron. No good. And the Warriors dominate the first half here at home. They lead 41 to 20 through the first 16 minutes of play. We'll be back in 2 minutes to get you started with the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. Talk about the first half, what we saw, what we liked. Not a lot that we disliked for this first half, especially on the Lee Scott side of things. We'll dive into some first half stats and talk about what the Warriors need to do to follow suit with the varsity girls and for a full sweep in the area championship. Lee Scott Academy varsity boys lead 41-20. At the halftime break, we'll welcome you into the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report when we come back on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Gold Hinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Every sports team has a glue guy, the unsung hero that does the dirty work. Society's glue guys are towing companies. Whether your car is in an accident or you own a business and need a vehicle moved, we all need tow trucks. When you need one, call Auburn Express Towing, offering 24-hour towing services. AET specializes in parking lot and private property towing in Auburn. Call 334-821-6033. Auburn Express Towing, located at 615 Opelika Road.
It's time to plan your next great meal at Acre in Auburn. Chef David Bancroft and his team bring classic favorites to the table with fresh, innovative flavors and artistic presentations. Their unique menu offers something for everyone, from salads, oysters, and fried okra to crispy fish tacos, fried chicken, and much more. Walk-ins are welcome and there's no reservation required. Join them for lunch Wednesday through Sunday or for dinner Monday through Saturday with a special brunch menu on Sunday mornings. To plan your next trip to Acre, visit them online at acreauburn.com or just stop on by.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
When bones get out of joint, or vice versa, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot or ankle, back, neck or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303 or visit theorthoclinic.com.
The Lee Scott Academy Basketball Halftime Show is brought to you by the Orthopedic Clinic on Tiger Country 104.5.
It is all Warriors here tonight inside Sanford Gymnasium. It started with the varsity girls, who are officially AHSAA area champs in their first year in public school basketball. And the varsity boys well on their way as well. They lead 41-20 at the halftime break. And with that, we welcome you in to the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. The Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them on the web at theorthoclinic.com. Christian Griffin and Coach Jacob Osment with you on the Lee Scott Sports Network. Appreciate everybody for tuning in and spending your Tuesday afternoon, Tuesday evening with us here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. Tiger Country 104.5, TigerCountry.net, or the Radio Alabama app. 41-20, Lee Scott out in front of the Glenwood Gators. Coach, the tempo of this Lee Scott team absolutely dominating the Gators here in this first half.
Yeah, again, big story right here to focus on depth, depth, depth. We're able to play with eight, sometimes nine guys on the court off and on. We're recognizing that. Braylon Alexander for Glenwood, already a big piece being out. Glenwood not always having a ton of depth in the first place, but quality guys at 5, 6, and 7. But what we're starting to see tonight is they're having to be strategic with how physical they're wanting to be defending the ball, how physical they're wanting to be down in the paint. We've seen that with McCrane and Sykes. And they're really getting gassed, just as you said, where our guys, and I'll be honest, I'm going to be gassed too, down 21 at the half in a game where I felt like I may have had a little bit of the upper hand.
Sure. 41-20. Lee Scott Academy, you talk about how efficient this offense is all season long. They've continued that tonight. In the regular season during region play, averaged 58 points per game, and you felt like that was a very quiet 58 points by this Lee Scott team. Shot 48% from the field in the regular season. You feel like they've doubled that so far tonight, shooting well over 50% from the floor. And let's look at some of those halftime stats. They're brought to you by Lee County Revenue Commissioner Olean Price, who reminds you that if you need services from her office, there's a main office at the courthouse in Opelika and satellite offices in Auburn and Smith Station. Going the way down numerically, Hayden Harper leads all scorers tonight. He has 13, has gotten everything he's wanted inside the paint, especially, again, that left wing three. The only thing that you felt like hasn't worked for number two in white so far tonight. Again, he leads the way with 13. Parker Wright, close behind, he has 9. Chapman Harris with 4. Parks Myers with 4. Brooke Zachary with a quiet 6. Cord Zellner with 4. And Barrett Cook with 2. So obviously you have Hayden Harper who's leading the way for this Warrior squad. But coach, having distributed scoring like this, very similar to what we talk about with the varsity girls, Hayden Harper is going to get his. But if you can have multiple other guys that you feel comfortable putting up 8, 10, 12 points, you have two or three guys that do that every single game, this team's really tough to beat.
Hey, listen, not only does it just help on the scoreboard, it helps on going against the defense when they can kind of sell out. We saw it right there kind of with Clark at the end of the girls' game. They know that's the hot hand. They'll sacrifice playing one girl against two or three on offense. That makes the defense have to defend you a little more honestly, knowing that there's more than one threat in Hayden, and we're starting to balance the book a little bit.
Again, those halftime stats brought to you by Lee County Revenue Commissioner Olean Price, who reminds you that if you need services from her office, there's the main office at the courthouse in Opelika and satellite offices in Auburn and Smith Station. 41-20. The Lee Scott Academy Warriors out in front of the Glenwood Gators at home, well on their way to an area championship, but still 16 minutes to play. Coach, what do you need to see from this Warrior squad in the second half for them to be able to hold up a trophy?
I hate to give you coach speak, but I'm going to give you some coach speak. You're coming out, hey, second half, the scoreboard is 0-0. See how much we can kind of step on the gas. Hopefully, we can take care of business and carry this into an area championship win. Host a sub-regional final game this season, but making sure that we can finish strong, not get complacent, not get ourselves, you know, hesitant to do things because we're trying to pad a score, but just keep playing the same level of ball you've been playing. It's a 0-0 ball game, and continue to get better and carry as much momentum as you can into your next game.
In the second half of the first two previous contests, it was Tyler Sykes that kind of took over the game for the Glenwood Gators down the stretch, had 15 and 14 in those two games respectively. He only has 2 at the halftime break. Other than Jadarian Holloway, that's going to be the key piece that you have to eliminate, especially from behind the three-point line.
Hey, it's exactly what I said about Clark at the halftime break. That is a hand that will get hot at some point if we are not careful. It's just limiting how hot that hand gets. And as you said, for a bigger body, he is deadly behind the line for 3. So we've got to make sure that we continue defending and truthfully trade possession for possession, and you should be able to walk out of this thing relatively unscathed.
And if you continue to use the tempo that Lee Scott has used so successfully in the first half, again, 41 points in 16 minutes of play against a very high quality and a very well-coached Glenwood Gators team. But the tempo right now and the depth of the Warriors really showing here through the first 16 minutes of play. We're going to take another quick break here as we wrap up the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report. When we come back, second half action between Lee Scott Academy and the Glenwood Gators. All of that when we come back. You're listening to Lee Scott Academy basketball on Tiger Country 104.5.
Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Gold Hinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Let's get back to the LSA action. It's on to the second half of our game, presented by Mountain High Outfitters on Tiger Country 104.5.
41-20 here as we welcome you in to the second half. The second half tip-off is brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters. They're celebrating 10 amazing years in downtown Auburn. You can visit them today on South College Street, right across from the Auburn University campus. And again, apologies for anybody that's been wanting to tune in to the YouTube or the Facebook live stream. It's against AHSAA rule violations, and definitely don't want to get in trouble with anything on our side of things. So as soon as we became aware, had to shut everything off. But happy that you can join us here on Tiger Country 104.5, TigerCountry.net, and the Radio Alabama app. Christian Griffin and Coach Jacob Osmond with you all night long here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. Warriors with a 41-20 lead as we get you started with the Mountain High Outfitters second half tip-off. Glenwood will start with the basketball going left to right now on your radio dial here in this second half. There is Tyler Sykes, catch and shoot three. That one no good. Fight for the rebounds, and Hayden Harper comes away with it. Four on one numbers. Harper gets pushed from behind by Jadarian Holloway. No foul. Parker Wright down low. Pump fake. Reverse layup, and he gets it to go. Parker Wright, that patented power dribble. You don't know if he's going to go up on the near side, that side, or that time. Not quite a fadeaway layup, but jumps far to his right. He uses the English off the glass, and the Warriors' lead is 23. Holloway guarded by Harper. Now to Tyler Sykes. Mason McCrane at the free throw line. Skip out pass to Clarity. Now a pocket pass to McCrane. And with the left hand, he lays it in easily. McCrane only had 2 points in the first half. Now has a layup to double his scoring in the contest. Harper has it on the right wing. Euro step over McCrane. Didn't block it, but affected it and altered the shots. Parks Myers now gets a steal as the Gators tried going in transition, and there's three Gators that are not even a part of the play. You can tell absolute exhaustion. The layup from Parks Myers won't go, however, and the Gators walk the ball up the floor. You can see already early the tempo continuing to play a major factor in the contest here tonight.
Yeah, and again, like we said earlier, Tyler Sykes fires a shot up. Mason McCrane down low on the boards. They've got to get those things going in order to be an effective offense, especially with Braylon Alexander being out. They're going to have to keep forcing some shots up. Hopefully they'll get some action, especially with Pender trying to draw a couple guys out.
Levi Pender now to Tyler Sykes, down low to McCrane. Now out to Trey Clarity. Barrett Cook playing great ball defense. But now Clarity works his way inside the backdoor cut. And I guess that's a commentator's jinx right there, is the layup from Clarity is good, plus the foul on Barrett Cook.
I think I'm batting 1,000 on commentator's jinxes, and I'm just, y'all have to forgive me, I'm new to this.
Clarity the chance at the three-point play. I'll tell you, nobody is worse at the broadcaster's jinx than the good buddy. Now announcing the Auburn High Tigers, Jacob Goins, man, oh my goodness. Every single time he would say anything about the game, you feel like there was a commentator's jinx in there. The Auburn High Tigers take on Opelika later this week in their area tournament in 7A. Motion offense for the Warriors. Barrett Cook now to Parker Wright. Hayden Harper will slow things down. Work his way inside. McCrane doesn't even go up and alter the shots. And Hayden Harper will lay it in. 20-point lead for the Warriors. 45-25. Levi Pender from Opelika. That one no good. Barrett Cook with the rebound. Hayden Harper, step in three. That one rolls off the rim. And McCrane with the rebound. Now Holloway could have very easily been a backcourt violation. Referee was right in front of it. Didn't decide to blow the whistle. Holloway drives his way through the paint and gets hacked on the way up.
One thing you saw just a couple possessions ago, you've got Barrett sitting out on the wing with Hayden driving. Glenwood's having to make calculated decisions on whether or not they want to come down and close out as Holloway makes his first free throw. They're having to decide if they want to come down and close out on the drive. That's leaving a lethal three-point shooter open. So, again, a little bit of just fatigue beginning to set in with them.
Holloway goes 2 for 2. From the stripe, 45-27, approaching the halfway point in this third quarter. Harper now to Gray Haley, guarded by Levi Pender, spins back towards the middle of the floor. Chapman Harris thought about the three, works his way inside. Shot gets blocked by Mason McCrane. And that's a backcourt violation. The referee's not even paying attention. The one on the far end of the floor finally decides to blow the whistle. But this head referee is now getting an earful, as he should, as he works his way back down the floor. Not even paying attention. I mean, again, not harping on anything, but I mean,
he had the sideline covered, baby.
Parker writes. Now loses the basketball off the pass from Hayden Harper. Coach William Johnson will take a 30-second timeout. We'll stay right here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. Didn't mean to harp, just it's a little bit comical that it was about as clear as day. With Holloway having to go back into the half court to retrieve the pass from his teammate, but the official on this near sideline just on a Sunday stroll, trotting his way back down to the other end of the floor. 45-27, 4.5 to play in the third quarter. A live look inside Neville Arena, where the top team in the land, the Auburn Tigers, taking on the Oklahoma Sooners. They lead 34-23 with 6.5 to play in the first period. Even scoring right now, Janai Broom with 9 points, 3 assists, 2 rebounds. Miles Kelly with 7. Dylan Cardwell and Chad Baker-Mazzara both with 4. 45-27 here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. Warriors with the lead. Levi Pender works his way inside the paint. A pump fake draws the defender up in the air. And he'll work his way to the free throw line. First free throw is no good. Second free throw rolls off the rim. Gray Haley with the rebound. Harper now quickly in transition. Chapman Harris catch and shoot 3. Can't get that to go. A fight for the rebounds. Pinder comes away with it. Holloway 3-on-2. Works his way over Hayden for layup. Oh, good. Clarity and over the back foul. And we're going the other way. A nice job by Hayden Harper contesting without fouling. Going straight up, forcing Holloway to finish over the outstretched arms. And then a nice box out by Parker Wright. Only the first team foul for the Gators here in this third quarter, halfway through it. 45-27. Parker Wright with the basketball on the top of the key. Now to Gray Haley, gets a full head of steam, working his way downhill. Hayden Harper catch and shoot 3. That one well off the mark. An air ball, and McCrane with the rebound. Tyler Sykes thought about the 3 from the volleyball line and trying to find Mason McCrane's Allen now in the short corner. It's Clarity, and he'll kick it out to Tyler Sykes. Now Levi Pender catch and shoot 3. That one had good rotation, couldn't get it to go. Gray Haley with the rebound. Hayden Harper now spin move inside, right-handed layup, no good. Again, altered by McCrane. Harris, the offensive rebound, kick out. Haley, triple, rattles in and out. And now an over-the-back foul on Hayden Harper. The Warriors haven't necessarily needed the 3 tonight. Not sure if they've knocked one down from behind the 3-point line. You've had a couple that have hit every part of the rim and that are good in the arcade but can't find the bottom of the net. 3 minutes to play in the third quarter. Warriors lead is 18. A low-scoring third quarter, 45-27. Mason McCrane has to save the ball from going out of bounds. Will Lyles throws it off of Tyler Sykes, but they're going to say that Will Lyles was standing out of bounds when he decided to or attempted to make the save, so it will stay Glenwood basketball.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you, we'll not find a more animated referee than Billy Paul Williams.
The slight hand up pointing the other way, I mean, that's all you need to know is Holloway gets the tough layup to go. A lot of contact on the way back up the floor. No call. Wyatt Whatley holding up a fist with the left hand. It's with Will Lyles. Bounce pass to Brooke Zachary at the top of the key. Now Chapman Harris. Out of Cord Zellner. Wyatt Whatley. Now to Brooke Zachary down low. To Will Lyles. Pump fake. Got it stripped from behind. Brooke Zachary comes away with it. Catch and shoot. Chapman Harris. No. Will Lyles, the offensive rebound. No, it's Brooke Zachary who might have pushed Lyles out of the way. Zachary, the fadeaway is no good. 45-29. Here with 2 minutes left in the third quarter. Holloway spins back towards the middle of the floor. Stolen by Wyatt Whatley. Brooke Zachary, reverse layup. No. Trey Clarity with the rebound. Tyler Sykes with it now. Now to Holloway. Gets it poked from behind. Cord Zellner now to Chapman Harris. Now back to Cord Zellner. Right-handed layup is rattled home. Whatley almost steals the inbound pass. It's still with Clarity. Now Trey Clarity gets into the chest of Wyatt Whatley as it's knocked out of bounds. It's Warrior basketball. Whatley has it at the top of the key with 1:23 remaining in the third quarter. Will Lyles out to Chapman Harris. Thought about the three, didn't take it. Skip pass to Will Lyles. Chapman Harris now will take it. That one too strong off the back iron. Clarity with the rebound. A 3-on-2 fast break opportunity. A blocking foul on Chapman Harris. I think it's the right call by the official. And Clarity will head to the free throw line. Barrett Cook and Parks Myers ready to check in for the Warriors. And despite the blocking foul, they called it on the floor, actually, but that's the fifth team foul on the Warriors here in this third quarter. A fast-paced, low-scoring third quarter, which, if anything, has favored the Glenwood Gators. First free throw from Clarity is no good. Warriors led 40-21 at the halftime break. It's now 47-29. Clarity splits the pair. He now has three in the contest. Lead is trimmed to 17. A minute to play. Motion offense for the Warriors. Again, going right to left on your radio dial here in this second half. Barrett Cook with the basketball now out to Cord Zellner. Whatley thought about the three, dancing behind the screen. Warriors didn't love what they have. 40 seconds to play in the third quarter. Warriors content with taking as much clock off the, as much time off the clock as possible. And with how winded Glenwood is, they don't seem like they're complaining either. 29 seconds to play in the third.
Seeing Glenwood staying in man. Very surprising right here, knowing how exhausted they've got to be while we're running this motion offense, them staying man. You see Wyatt Whatley, he's probably running a lot. You're seeing Swag really almost holding on to him, saying, please quit running so much.
12 seconds to play in the third. Barrett Cook now with six, now with five. Works his way downhill, gets cut off in the short corner. Wyatt Whatley, pump fake, left-handed layup, no. McCrane with the rebound, and his shot is short. Don't believe it would have counted prior to the end of the third quarter. Warriors, three quarters down, one quarter to go. Coach Osmond holding up the fours here inside Sanford Gymnasium. Warriors 47, the Glenwood Gators 30. Warriors 8 minutes away from an area championship. We'll be back with those 8 minutes when we come back on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Every sports team has a glue guy, the unsung hero that does the dirty work. Society's glue guys are towing companies. Whether your car is in an accident or you own a business and need a vehicle moved, we all need tow trucks. When you need one, call Auburn Express Towing, offering 24-hour towing services. AET specializes in parking lot and private property towing in Auburn. Call 334-821-6033. Auburn Express Towing, located at 615 Opelika Road.
It's time to plan your next great meal at Acre in Auburn. Chef David Bancroft and his team bring classic favorites to the table with fresh, innovative flavors and artistic presentations. Their unique menu offers something for everyone, from salads, oysters, and fried okra to crispy fish tacos, fried chicken, and much more. Walk-ins are welcome and there's no reservation required. Join them for lunch Wednesday through Sunday or for dinner Monday through Saturday with a special brunch menu on Sunday mornings. To plan your next trip to Acre, visit them online at acreauburn.com or just stop on by.
Eight minutes to go here inside Samford Gymnasium. Warriors with a 47-30 lead over the Glenwood Gators. The rubber match for this Lee Scott Academy team. Trey Clarity gets called for the tripping foul on Parks Myers. Glenwood Gators won round one, 67-65, back on January 17th. Hayden Harper works his way through the paint. Fadeaway gets blocked by McCrane. Parks Myers, the offensive rebound. Barrett Cook, catch and shoot three. That one well too strong. Warriors still with a goose in from behind the three-point line. Again, Gators won round one, Warriors won round two, 66-63, 10 days later. And here we are in the best of three. McCrane, first chance, no. Second chance opportunity, can't get it to go either. But he's fouled on the way up by Parker Wright. He will head to the line to shoot two.
Coach Johnson, a little visibly upset, or understandably so. We got to continue to maximize on what we're good at. I think we're putting up some shots that he's maybe not too happy with. We're not closing out. We're not boxing out. It's putting our guys in a tough spot.
They feel like cruise control shots. You feel like you're up by enough that you can maybe take another ill-advised shot or two, but two or three of those in a row, and that's a mini run by the Glenwood Gators. McCrane's first free throw is good. Second one, no good. Holloway offensive rebound blocked by Parker Wright, and Parks Myers comes away with it. Two on one. And Trey Clarity, nice closing speed, able to poke it away from Barrett Cook. Again, this was a 40-21 game at halftime. Warriors put up 40 points in 16 minutes of play. It was 41-20, rather. Only 7 or 6 points in the third quarter. 47-31. Gray Haley works his way inside. Nice motion offense by the Warriors. He's able to get to that left hand, and he lays it in. 49-31. 6.5 to play in the contest. Levi Pender, a wild shot. Right-handed layup, no good. Parker Wright with the rebound. Gray Haley with the offensive putback. Parker Wright, a nice bounce pass. And he gets the assist. Warriors lead right back up to 20, and that's what you want to see. Lee Scott turning defense into offense, and with 6 minutes to play, their lead is 20. Mason McCrane, pump fake, left-handed layup, no. They're going to call a shooting foul on Parker Wright, who's trying to plead his case with his arms straight up. But McCrane will head back to the stripe. First free throw is no good. Again, a fight for the one seed. Lee Scott Academy and the Gators of Glenwood. Second free throw, no good. Gray Haley rips down the rebound. Bounce pass to Parks. Myers in transition. McCrane blocks it off the backboard. Myers able to gather with the offensive rebound. Hayden Harper will slow things up at the top of the key. Step back, behind the back dribble. Parker Wright now into the paint. That shot blocked by McCrane once again. And Levi Pender comes away with the rebound. Holloway patrolling the offense. Now Tyler Sykes standing at the A in LSA. They're trying to feed Mason McCrane down in the short corner, guarded by Parker Wright. Levi Pender thought about the catch and shoot three. A nice defense by the Warriors. Sykes now behind the back dribble, but nothing going for the Gators here on the offensive side of the basketball. Pender finally able to work his way inside a wild contest, or a wild just throw up out of control shot. And they're going to get Chapman Harris now on the shooting foul.
Again, yes, 20-point ball game, yes, 5 minutes left. But this is now three possessions consecutively where we've had Glenwood drive in and we've put them on the line. Got to work on trying to clean up, still play that tight defense, but try to clean up so you can continue to get this clock to run on out. That's got to kind of be the focus here on this home stretch.
Pender splits the pair at the free throw line. Hayden Harper gets the outlet pass, and I agree. If you're the Warriors, eat 20 or 30 seconds of possession. And worst case scenario, trade buckets. Parker Wright has it at the top of the key. Pass to Gray Haley. He gets to the short corner, cutting Parks Myers through the middle of the paint. Can't get that to go. And Mason McCrane with the rebound. Holloway going to work on Parks Myers. A floater off the wrong foot. He's able to get it to go down. His first points of the fourth quarter, he's got 14.
We need to start coming away with points. It's a slow, leaking trickle, but we do need to start coming away with some points on these possessions.
You can't have it get down to 12 or even possibly single digits with 2 or 3 minutes to play. There's 4:15 and counting right now, and the lead is 17. Bounce pass to a cutting Hayden Harper through contact, begging for a foul. Coach William Johnson jumping in the air, begging for anything. Can't get it. Levi Pender now well short on the three. And Parker Wright with the rebound. Pass to Hayden Harper, who kicks it to Chapman Harris. The bucket, the foul from behind. And Chapman Harris has a chance at a three-point play. You talk about how deadly this Lee Scott Academy basketball team is. Levi Pender with an air ball. Parker Wright gathers the rebound in the paint. A float pass to Hayden Harper, who catches it right around half court. One dribble bounce pass to Chapman Harris. In 3 seconds following a missed three-pointer, the Warriors get three of their own. Coach William Johnson wants and gets a full timeout. We'll take one with them. 54-34. Lead swells back to 20. We'll be back with the final 4 minutes of this fourth quarter when we come back. You're listening to Lee Scott Academy Basketball on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
From day one back in 1907, Auburn Bank's mission has been clear: to serve our community, see businesses flourish, and improve lives locally by making sound business decisions and responding with care every day. Today, we continue to fulfill our mission with a team of local, commercial, and consumer lenders who are ready to help meet your needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, online at auburnbank.com.
When bones get out of joint, or vice versa, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot or ankle, back, neck or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303, or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Lead is 20 for the Lee Scott Academy Warriors. Under 4 minutes to play in this final period. 54-34. Warriors well on their way to an area championship. Warriors did a nice job of responding to the mini run that the Gators have. Tyler Sykes catch and shoot three on the right wing. And he knocks it down. Coach Sonny Perdue takes a 30-second timeout. We'll stay right here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. Coach William Johnson not pleased. It's actually a full timeout. We'll still stay right here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. Coach, we talked about it. That is the one guy you can't let get hot, especially not here down the stretch. You feel like as soon as he sees one go in, you could very easily see three or four go in. And the Gators could work their way back into this contest. Lead is 17 with 3.5 to play. What do the Warriors need to do offensively in a half where you've only scored 13 points compared to the first half where you put up 41.
We don't need to focus so much on killing clock. I know we're trying to work on a little bit of a stall, but not at the compromise of giving yourself a good look. If you get the good look, even in the stall, take the points. Most importantly, if they knock down three, we need to come away with points. Whether that is a single free throw or whether that's coming back with a two-point or even a three-banger, we've got to do everything we can to continue, as you said, trade punch for punch. But if we go on a streak again where we're cold and this team gets hot, I can promise you 24 in orange does not mind carrying the team on his back.
54-37. Right now, Lee Scott with the lead and the basketball. But again, you feel like the momentum in this gym right now is up for grabs. Warriors with two or three really nice possessions can all but seal it. But it's still all but over here inside Sanford Gymnasium. Mason McCrane with a reach-in foul. 25 feet from the basket all the way right in front of the Lee Scott bench. That's the third team foul for the Gators here in this fourth quarter. Hayden Harper gets the inbound, skip pass. Chapman Harris thought about the three, decided not to take it. Harris now has it on the volleyball line, extended. Nobody coming up to him. Brooke Zachary now playing a little bit of a two-man game. And close to a five count, but another foul this time. A foul on Tyler Sykes.
Looking at the Glenwood bench, Coach Perdue, even with 3 minutes remaining, has decided that if the ball gets in the hands of Brooke Zachary, not a bad free throw shooter, he wants to go ahead and start going with some fouls right now.
Referee splitting up Brooke Zachary and Tyler Sykes. Sykes, you can see, was holding on to the jersey of Brooke Zachary. Zachary just trying to clear it. Will Lyles, the inbounder, throws up the court. Zellner right back to Will Lyles. And Lee Scott will continue to eat clock. Under 3 minutes to play here in the contest. And now they're going to foul Chapman Harris. And that's the fifth foul for the Gators here in the contest. So Chapman Harris, the southpaw, will head to the stripe. Wherever you're tuned in from, we thank you for tuning in and for your support all season long of Lee Scott Academy basketball. A 2 minutes and 52 seconds to where, if you're Coach Perdue, you've kind of settled the way that you're wanting to play this game, as the first free throw from Chapman Harris is no good. Might have to go prop up the recliner. Just undo the seatbelt, go and chill for a little bit. This could be a long 3 minutes. Here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. Lead is 17, make it 18 as Chapman Harris splits the pair.
Come away with any points that you possibly can, and you're going to be okay.
Holloway with the basketball, skip past the Levi Pender. He gets 2 feet inside the paint. Reverse layup, no good. Harris with the rebounds. And now another foul. This time Mason McCrane will foul Chapman Harris, and he will head back to the free throw line. How long can you maintain this type of play if you're the Glenwood Gators with an 18-point deficit? Harris misses the front end.
Another thing to think about, too, again, you've got almost a 20-point lead. You're sitting on 18 right now with 2.5. You feel like you got the advantage, but one thing to think about, too, we can hit them while we're keeping them running. Every time we go to the line, they're catching their breath. So we are at the advantage if we keep the ball moving in play.
Harris goes 0 for 2 from the free throw line. Mason McCrane corrals the defensive rebound after it, but had his left foot on the baseline, so the Warriors are gifted another possession. And I agree with you, partner. It's almost like that's their best strategy, to not let this game get out of hand with tempo. Harper, the inbounder to Chapman Harris. Now back to Harper. Now Will Lyles and Hayden Harper out past the three-point line. Tyler Sykes coming in to blitz. Out to Barrett Cook. And you see this Gator team is exhausted trying to stop the ball. Harris has it. Now back to Harper. Approaching the two-minute mark. Warriors lead 55-37. Warriors just playing keep away right now, and they foul Parker Wright well after the pass gets out of his hands. And that is McCrane's fifth. And he quickly works his way to the bench, untucks the jersey. As McCrane's night will come to an end, a frustrating night. Only 5 points for McCrane. He averages 13 and 10. I'd be willing to say he got the 10 on the rebounding side of things, but a frustrating night. Only 5 points for number four in orange. Warriors can put this game away with the free throw line, but Wright misses the front end. Two minutes and 2 seconds remaining here in the fourth quarter. Wright splits the pair. Lead back to 19. Holloway, now Pinder in the short corner. He has nowhere to go. Out to Tyler Sykes. Thought about the three, a pump fake. Now down to Levi Pinder, right into the chest of Parker Wright. Right-handed layup is good. Warriors with a bailout pass. Parks Myers wide open, and the layup is good. Glenwood hyper-focusing on the basketball, trying to foul. Barrett Cook caught the basketball and just threw it up the floor. Levi Pinder, quick in response with a three. Warriors lead is 16. 1 minute and 15 seconds on the clock, and they foul Will Lyles with 1:13. Warriors definitely found a way to make this one quite interesting in the second half. Lyles at the stripe, can't rattle in the first one. Free throw line has not been a friend to either team here in the contest. Again, a couple free throws, and the Warriors could very much put this one away. They've split the last three times. Down the floor, Will Lyles gets his first points of the night. Holloway with the basketball. Now to Trey Clarity. Thought about the three, and they're going to call Parks Myers on the reach-in.
Yeah, Parks tried to run away right after it happened, just basically saying, no, no, please don't stop the clock. I don't think he was as concerned with the foul call as much as stopping the play. So, again, our guys are trying to do their best to let this clock run off, trade punch for punch, get out of here, let's keep everybody healthy.
Levi Pinder works his way inside, and the layup is no good with a minute to play. Will Lyles will dribble the basketball up. And now a frustration foul on Will Lyles. And I think Coach Perdue right there, that was the first signal of waving the white flag, telling his team, hey, back off, let's slow things down. As the lead is 17 for the Warriors. Lyles knocks down the first. Second free throw is on the way. Can't rattle that one home. Tyler Sykes with the rebound. Sykes going downhill through contact. They're going to call Barrett Cook on the foul, who had his back turned the entire time, purposely not drawing contact. Tyler Sykes initiated it and gets the bucket to go, plus the foul. He completes the three-point play. Sykes now with seven here in the fourth quarter. Lead is 15 for the Warriors. 38 seconds to play. And there it is. The Gators just beginning to back off. And watching this clock tick down. Under 20 seconds to play. The Lee Scott faithful on their feet. Ten seconds to play. Gray Haley just holding the ball on his left hip. And as the clock continues to tick down, the Warriors continue to find a way to make history. In the first year in the AHSAA, varsity girls and varsity boys are 3A AHSAA Region 6 area champions. This one, not as exciting as you were necessarily expecting in the best way possible. Coach, thoughts from this game tonight?
You beat a team that you've had just knockdown, drag out fights with by 15. You've seen that you can be a very good team by just playing your style of play. I asked Coach Johnson earlier this week, I just said, hey, what's your idea? Are you going to go fast or go slow based on their depth? He said, we're going to go fast. That's the way we're doing it. We're playing with good efficiency. Why would we change anything that we're doing? They did a great job of executing what they're good at doing. You just saw Glenwood come up short tonight, and you see what happens with a little bit of depth and a couple foul troubles, what that can actually do to you. So tonight, we come out on the good side. Most importantly, our boys and our girls will get to host one more game here this season, and that is massive for basketball postseason.
Warriors are victorious 60-45 in the area championship. We'll take a quick break and have a little bit of a trophy ceremony, a little bit of an all-tournament team. But we'll take a quick break here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. Varsity boys are victorious 60-45. We'll be back in, we'll say, 2 minutes on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Home buying has never been simple. In today's economy, it's vital to work with an experienced lender who understands your needs. Auburn Bank's mortgage lending team is made up of local folks who can help you navigate the process. Whether it's finding your dream home or making improvements to your existing home, stop by our new home in the Auburn Bank Center. We'll be glad to help. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, online at auburnbank.com. Equal housing lender, NMLS number 403461.
Owner Sean Snow founded Advanced Graphics in 2004 to satisfy a missing service need in East Alabama. 20 years later, Advanced Graphics has proven mission accomplished. For any comprehensive graphic need, vehicle wraps, decals, signs, custom apparel, and even those difficult-to-source laser-engraved ADA signs. The dedicated staff at Advanced Graphics offers exceptional quality with amazing customer service. Contact Advanced Graphics today at 334-501-8600. That's 501-8600. Advanced Graphics in Auburn. World-class service with local attention.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
When bones get out of joint or vice versa, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot or ankle, back, neck or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303, or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Hardware for the Lee Scott Academy Warriors. Varsity girls and varsity boys are your 3A AHSAA Region 6 area champions. And no better way to do it than on your home floor inside Sanford Gymnasium. And it quite literally is a party here inside Sanford Gymnasium tonight. Hello, everybody. Welcome in to the Lee Scott Sports Network post-game show. Christian Griffin and Coach Jacob Osment with you on the Lee Scott Sports Network. Parker Wright, Parks Myers, and Hayden Harper winning all-tournament team. Hayden Harper winning the tournament MVP. A dominating performance for the Lee Scott Warriors. The varsity boys win 60-55 here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. Wrapping up here on the postgame show, we'll start with the varsity girls side of things. An instant classic, the third straight instant classic between Lee Scott and Glenwood. Clark Ivan, the leading scorer and tournament MVP, was silenced. She had 2 points in the first half coming off of a layup, but it was Haynes Kesey that kept the Warriors in this game. She had 15 in the first 16 minutes of play. Sydney Dunlap also in there with 4. Lucy Zellner with 2 in the first half. Really gave this Warriors squad a chance. Kept them in the game in the first half. And then it was the MVP. It was Clark Ivan. This is Do It All. Had 18 in the second half. She finishes with 20 to give the Warriors a 50-49 win over the varsity girls of the Glenwood Gators. Not exactly how you drew it up. It came down to the wire. Mimi Johnson made a jumper as the time expired, but had 1 foot off the offensive rebound in front of the three-point line when they needed a three, which made the final score 50-49. Coach, another night, starting with the varsity girls, all you could ask for in a fantastic battle. Corey Harrison, all season long, has talked about the youth of this team. You feel like they're continuing to grow in front of our very eyes every single time they take the floor on the hardwood.
Yeah, absolutely. And as we've said time and time again, this was one of the first nights where Clark started off cold for what we would consider Clark's performance.
Yeah.
And a lot of time when that leading scorer, that leader of your team goes cold, a lot of teams tend to kind of crumble and fall back. What an excellent job by the rest of the team of the girls to step up, fill in the gap, and do an excellent job of scoring points, rebounding hard. Great job in the paint tonight by all of our girls. Great job crashing the boards. And again, not allowing the moment to get too big and finishing very well with such a strong second half.
And a big credit to Coach Corey Harrison and the entire squad for what they were able to do with Bobby Taylor. Brazil averages 13-8 on the season. She had 24 in game one. She only had 10 in game two. She had 12, Coach, at the halftime break. That was really where your emphasis of concern was for Lee Scott. Defensive rebounding was good enough, but it was just Bobby Taylor Brazil getting wide open layups on nice dump offs by the lead, or by the Glenwood guards. Only 5 points for Brazil in that second half. That takes great coaching. That also takes great listening and coachability by the players and their ability to make halftime adjustments and make a big-time response in the second half.
Hey, there was no surprises tonight. We played these guys every other night, it seems, and we honestly thought going into AHSAA we may not see them. We've seen them just as much. So there was no issue or concern in knowing what had to be accomplished tonight, and we know how well Brazil plays in the paint. We had to make sure that we took care of business down there first and make them beat us on the perimeter.
And the nightcap, the varsity boys of Lee Scott took on the varsity boys of the Glenwood Gators. And from start to finish, Lee Scott Academy dominated, got a little bit closer late in the second half because Lee Scott kind of took their foot off the gas, really decided to slow things up on the offensive end of the floor. Their efficiency numbers kind of took a toll with that. Put up 41 points in the first half. You talk about offensive efficiency, and for a team that doesn't have as much depth, a team you only saw walk in with 8 players, Lee Scott really, really took advantage of that, especially in the first half.
A lot to be learned here tonight. It is equally as difficult to play behind as it is to play ahead because you don't know how much effort you've got to go because it does cause you to get out of your rhythm. Coach Johnson's not going to be upset with the win in the slightest, especially over a rival, especially for a championship, and especially by 15 points. But we did learn tonight that we do well when we are in our rhythm. As he said earlier, we're going to keep doing what we do, and we do it well. And we showed that tonight. Again, playing with a big lead up, we're in a very specific situation where, honestly, now when it's postseason, you would love to be in a situation to be up 20, but now you'll just take a lead by 2. Lot to grow on tonight. Got some free throws that we could always clean up down the home stretch, but who's not going to say that after a game like tonight? But ultimately, taking care of business, winning a big game against a big opponent in a very hostile environment, Excellent job by everyone involved, from the cheerleaders to the student section administration. CG, always an excellent job by you, so I want to make sure that you get the shout-out you deserve. Great job on everything that you do, especially promoting our student-athletes. I want to thank you on behalf of everybody that's here.
I appreciate that. Final stats from tonight going down. Numerically great. Haley finishes with 4. Hayden Harper with 15. Had 13 in that first half. Parker Wright finishes the night with 13. The second leading scorer for the Warriors. Will Lyles with 2. Chapman Harris with 8. Parks Myers, Brooke Zachary, and Cord Zellner all finish with 6. And Barrett Cook with 2 points in there as well. We've talked about it. Hayden Harper is going to get his, but having guys that can put up 6, 8, 10, 12 a night, more or less, or not including if you have 2 or 3, even 4 guys that are able to do that. It builds momentum on the offensive side of the ball. It builds scoring confidence. It makes it to where the defense can't put their eyes and settle on one defender or one player for Lee Scott Academy, because you know that anybody can beat you at any time.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, when you get those first 4 off the court, you've got quality depth. It's a really difficult situation when you're in high school ball, especially in 3A, not knowing how much depth you have off the bench. You may have guys that can facilitate, that can move the ball around, that can buy you 4, 6, 8 points while you're 1 through 4, 1 through 5 kind of catches their breath. But when we've got offensive production that's just as good, you see Auburn University have great success with it, with quality players coming off the bench. We just can't play with 8 guys on the court tonight, or any night for that matter. So when we've got 6th, 7th, and 8th man coming off the bench who are able to chip away and give us a 4-point, 6-point, 8-point night, that is an excellent helper for those first guys. And you can't just, as you said, sell out to defend only Hayden Harper and then one other guy.
Coach, we're not quite sure who Lee Scott will face in the sub-regional round, but what we do know is we'll be able to call Sanford Gymnasium home for at least one more time this year. Final thoughts from you tonight as varsity girls and the varsity boys make their statement and get to hold up hardware at the end of the night.
Hey, I think the first thing we saw was when we won the coin tosses and got to host the area tournaments here, we saw the value that comes with home court advantage. Not necessarily going to do anything to the scoreboard, but there's a lot to say about comfort, especially for a team who's new to the league. By no means are we going to feel like that we are better than any other program that's in the state. We respect every other program in the state that we are going to get to play. But there is a lot of confidence that can come from getting to play here. We saw that in this tournament. And the great news is you're going to play another quality opponent, but you get to play them at home before you head into regionals, and all of the new variables that get thrown into play between court size, arena size, and all of those additional add-ons that come with that round of 32, 16, 8, and ultimately that goal to get to the Final Four in Birmingham.
Not quite sure when the next time we will put on the headsets. Probably later this week, but what we do know is it will be right here on the Lee Scott Sports Network on Tiger Country 104.5, tigercountry.net, and the Radio Alabama app. Thank you for listening to Lee Scott Academy Basketball on the home of the Warriors, Tiger Country 104.5. For my broadcast partner, Coach Jacob Osmond, everybody here at Lee Scott Academy, and for everybody back at Auburn Network, I'm Christian Griffin. Until later on this weekend, have a great night, stay safe, and as always, it's a great night to be a Warrior.
Lee Scott Academy Basketball has been presented by the Orthopedic Clinic, Acre Restaurant, Mountain High Outfitters, Auburn Bank, and Gouge Performing Arts Center. Also brought to you by Russell Building Supply, Advanced Graphics, Auburn Express Towing, and Four Seasons Federal Credit Union. Follow LSA Action here.